Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I'm running behind. I've already been having way too much fun this morning preparing for this show with so many things to talk about here. I had to scribble down some notes of just everything that we need to talk about that we're going to want to talk about here this morning. President Trump and Uncle Elon giving House Republicans the backup they need. You hear the media say, oh, Elon Musk killed this thing with one tweet. The reason why Elon Musk's message was so powerful and gave the Republicans in the House the backup they need is because people know that Elon is basically speaking for President Donald J. Trump. I mean, that's why they call him Uncle Elon. He's been spending so much time down in Mar-a-Lago with President Donald J. Trump that they know that, man, he's got the not just the ear of the president, but the president has his ear, more importantly. And, of course, we've got to talk about this outrage, yet another stupid decision, another outrageous decision out of the left-wing Montana Supreme Court. They had a ruling in the Climate Kids lawsuit. No surprise there. The Aurora councilwoman in Aurora, Colorado, sounding off after, you know, over a dozen of what are suspected to be Trende Aragua Venezuelan gang members were torturing people inside an apartment down in Aurora, Colorado. There's a big a bunch of arrests that were made. They were ripping the fingernails off of people, all sorts of crazy stuff. In Aurora, Colorado. Remember when they called her a liar? Remember when the Democrat governor downplayed? Remember when the media downplayed that whole story? Everything. Well, she is sounding off. That's some must-hear audio. Let's see. We got a whole lot to talk about this morning. But like I say, I've been having a little too much fun here preparing for the show this morning. Who's up already this morning? Who's already with us? Tim and Billings, are you out there? Tim, if you're out there, send us a message on the Montana Talks app, or you can even just call into Caden real fast, because I know Tim and Billings is a big hockey fan, and he's not even Canadian, and I know he's a big hockey fan. There's got to be a lot of hockey fans here in Montana, because, man, you know, hockey's big in Bozeman. Hockey's big on the High Line. In fact, you know, when Glasgow, Montana built their own hockey rink there at the event center, there's people that travel all the way from Bozeman to Glasgow, Montana, of all places, to play hockey. And then now, of course, thanks to beautiful Montana coal and the Signal Peak coal mine, the Bull Mountain mine south of Roundup, they're given $6 million to build a hockey facility in Billings, Montana. And so, very exciting news. And, of course, and shows you just how beautiful this Montana coal is. You want nice things, you got to support smart things like Montana coal. So I know there's a lot of hockey fans out there. And I also know there's a lot of critics of the pretty little Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. Man, I was going to save this for the 8 o'clock hour of the show when our friends from Alberta, typically join us on the show, you know, when they're listening in from the Flathead Valley of Montana. But we got to roll into it here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. A, because why not start this show with a little bit of fun? We can get to the rah, rah, rah later. Start with a little bit of fun. And I've got Jonathan Savage from Fox News Radio giving us an update on what's going on in Canada with the pretty little Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and much more later.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies across the area today, high temperatures will range from the lower to middle 40s. For tonight, we can expect clear to partly cloudy skies, headed back in the mid-20s. Then on Friday, with partly sunny conditions, high temperatures boost up in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still staying quiet Friday night with low temperatures around 30. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
This is House Call for Health. It's cold and flu season. So what are the top foods to boost your immune system? Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire sharing some of her picks on the Fox News channel.
You want to prevent illness because once you already get infected, I'll be honest, there are not a lot of things to relieve some of your cold and flu symptoms.
Right.
But here are some of the most immune-boosting things that you could eat.
Okay, let's go.
Did you know that a red bell pepper, if you eat one of these raw, this has more than twice the amount of the daily recommended dose of vitamin C. Vitamin C obviously is great for our immune system. Yes, if you grill it, if you boil it, it does reduce the vitamin C a little bit, but it's still excellent and has other nutrients in it as well. I actually slice this and give it to my kids almost every morning before school.
Great.
Blueberries. This is a superfood. It is nature's powerhouse.
Dr. Sapphire also recommending citrus, garlic, and walnuts. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Do you get food delivered to your house here in Montana through popular food delivery services like Uber Eats or DoorDash? Watch out. This, according to a former FBI Hispanic gang expert who lives in Bozeman, Montana. He says this is a tactic sometimes used by the violent Venezuelan prison gang known as Tren de Aragua. That full story, the audio as well of our conversation, go to MontanaTalks.com and get the app on your smartphone.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. First, a couple of headlines for you. And like I say, I was going to save this for the 8 o'clock hour of the show, but we really got to double down on getting reactions from this held climate decision out of the left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court in that hour. We'll touch on it here in the early morning hours as well. But since we've got Jonathan Savage with Fox News Radio scheduled for about 6:40 this morning to talk about this story, hey, let's just focus in on this on the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Plus, it'll be a little bit fun, the Thursday before Christmas. What a contrast here. Stephen Moore in his Unleash Prosperity hotline tells the tale of Argentina, and then he tells the tale of Trudeau in Canada. Let's talk good news. Let's talk Argentina and Javier Milei. Argentina's economy exits recession in milestone for Javier Milei. The GDP expanded in the third quarter as long-running crisis begins to ease. Milei booted the socialists out of power. He's making some tough decisions. He's doing down in Argentina what President Trump and Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy and the Doge are going to try to do here in America as well. Not going to try to do. They are going to start tackling this this crisis here in America very soon. Very soon, help is on the way. And then, meanwhile, in Canada, Justin Trudeau is on the ropes. The first domino to fall may be Canada's bumbling governor, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And Newsweek even has the headline, Donald Trump may not have Justin Trudeau to kick around anymore. And so anyway, but that wouldn't be the first domino to fall. Germany, I don't know if you heard about Germany. They have also voted in a push to the right because Europe has been such a mess under these left-wing governments as well. So there's already been political change in Germany, but will change soon come to Canada. Now, the reason why I asked if Tim in Billings is already up and rolling with us here this morning is because there is this hilarious song. Do you guys know the band Five for Fighting? If I played one of their songs, you'd probably be like, oh, yeah, I know who those guys are. Anyway, one of the band members for Five for Fighting did a song about Justin Trudeau.
and it is freaking hilarious. And it's basically like, you know, Justin Trudeau says he doesn't play hockey, and they're talking about why they need a real leader of Canada. You know, like maybe somebody who actually played hockey, maybe somebody who knows how to play the game, maybe somebody who's actually got some toughness other than this Justin Trudeau guy. It is freaking hilarious. It is. I'm going to play it for you a little bit later here. This is like Adam Sandler level a song. You know, when Adam Sandler does the great Hanukkah song, when Adam Sandler, who was on Saturday Night Live back in the 90s, when he would do the turkey song, turkey for me and a turkey for you. This, I'm telling you, this Justin Trudeau song, I think this is Adam Sandler level stuff. But before we get to that, on Outnumbered on Fox News yesterday, the panel, Kayleigh McEnany, I think, was anchoring the show yesterday, and the panel was having this conversation about how, oh, now Justin Trudeau is trying to fire back. He's trying to fire back not just at Donald Trump for, you know, mocking him and for forcing him to finally make a move on border security to deal with the fentanyl and the illegal aliens that are flooding into the United States of America from Canada, from the northern border. And so now Justin Trudeau, he's trying to look tough. He's trying to fire back, not just at Donald Trump, but he's firing back at all of Americans, all of you, for not voting for her. Listen to this tough guy.
We were supposed to be on a steady, if difficult sometimes, march towards progress. And yet, just a few weeks ago, the United States voted for a second time to not elect its first woman president. Everywhere, women's rights and women's progress is under attack, overtly and subtly. But I want you to know that I am, and always will be, a proud feminist. You will always have an ally in me and in my government.
Well, he seems very proud of himself right there. I mean, Kennedy, could a counterpunched get any lamer?
No, I watched that and I went, wow, Justine Trudeau.
Governor of the year.
What brand of tampons do you use? I'm such a proud feminist.
Like,
my goodness. Ooh, I'm trembling with fear. Please don't invade us with your soy boyness.
Oh, man. Was that not the best 62 seconds you could hear this morning all day long with the Outnumbered panel responding to Justine Trudeau? Ooh, with your soy boyness. Ooh, what kind of high heels are you wearing? That was freaking hysterical. I was just dying laughing about, I don't know, a half an hour ago, 45 minutes, an hour ago, whenever I saw that clip earlier this morning. I haven't even scrolled through the Fox News Radio affiliate website to check and see if there's any news stories I might have missed when I was doing my show prep. I didn't even print off, you know, my latest tweets. I just missed all sorts of show prep here this morning because of the fact that I was just having too much fun watching this stuff. But if you think that was a great 62 seconds, wait till you hear the Justin Trudeau song by the Five for Fighting guy. The DailyWire.com featured this one. That one I found on a Fox website, but I got to find out what the Five for Fighting guy's name is. It's because it's actually a familiar name. I don't know who all these, you know, I'd have to go down the hall to talk to the guys on the music stations. They could probably tell you the full bio of some of these musicians. But anyway, I'll have the name and the, you know, let's find a guy who plays hockey to run Canada song coming up right after this. All right, stand by.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's an old cartoon that comes to mind as we hear proposals to address government efficiency for the incoming Trump administration. It shows Moses coming down from the mountain with a stone tablet, reading off the Ten Commandments. So far, so good, one man in the back says to another. He hasn't mentioned gays yet. This will likely be plenty of big ideas coming out of the new Department of Government Efficiency, and many of us will applaud them. But what will we say when the reforms hit a target we ourselves benefit from? Social Security, farm programs, Amtrak, even public radio. The right-leaning Cato Institute put out a list of recommendations for efficiency, and it's a bit longer than the Ten Commandments. I counted 211 specific actions in the document, and a few were small potatoes. The elimination of agencies, privatizing, giving public land to states. Many were excellent ideas, and you could say the fact that the list is so long underscores just how bad things have become. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Securing America.
The Pentagon released its annual China Military Power Report Wednesday. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Dr. Mike Chase on the advances China has made.
The modernization and expansion of its nuclear force, as well as the investments they're making in space, cyberspace, and electronic warfare.
Assistant Secretary of Defense Dr. Eli Ratner on why China matters so much.
The PRC remains the only country in the world with both the will and increasingly the capability to alter the international order in its favor.
The report states China continues to increase its nuclear arsenal, but adds it has significant problems with corruption and the quality of its military personnel, including commanders. Ratner says,
there are areas in which the United States is taking actions that is making those deficiencies or those vulnerabilities even more pronounced.
Both say military leaders from the U.S. and China need to speak more regularly. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, are you? Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, it's back to the drawing board for House Republicans after President-elect Donald Trump and advisor Elon Musk's opposition to the massive stopgap funding bill, leaving in doubt $31 billion in disaster aid and market relief for farmers. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson told AgriPulse Wednesday night he would oppose a new CR that lacks the economic assistance for producers. He also said that any new legislation would need to include a one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. Like others, Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer was pleased that an agreement was reached, which is now in question.
Well, I think this is a really good example of how grassroots matters. You know, last week, it seemed that Congress was ignoring the Farm Bill, and it wasn't even being talked about. And they were kind of ratcheting down and getting ready to leave for the Christmas holidays. And so Farmers Union, you know, we put out an action alert to our members. Many of the other farm organizations put out an action alert to their members to get a hold of Congress and tell them not to ignore the agriculture, not to ignore the family farm and ranch and rural America.
So the question really is now, can a new deal be reached by Saturday when the current funding bill expires? And will it include market relief as well as a one-year farm bill extension for farmers and ranchers? I guess only time will tell. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
It's the 29th annual Chase Hawks PRCA Rough Stock Rodeo. December 21st at First Interstate Arena, 7 p.m. Great seats still available, including a family five-pack, five general admission tickets for the price of four. Get your tickets at the Metro Park box office or on the Metro Park website. Texas chart-topping country singer Case Harden will take the stage after the last bull is bucked. Your rodeo tickets include the concert. Dirt passes can be purchased in addition to your rodeo ticket. All proceeds from this event benefit the Chase Hawks Memorial Community Crisis Fund.
Montana Farmers Union's annual women's conferences are coming up in early 2025. With opportunities to expand your skills, your network, and education that will benefit you back on the family farm or ranch, we hope you can join us either in Malta, January 31st to February 2nd, or at Fairmont Hot Springs, February 7th through the 9th. We look forward to cultivating relationships with rural and agricultural women and organizational leaders who want to grow a bright future for all ladies in ag. To learn more and reserve your conference spot today, visit MontanaFarmersUnion.com.
Well, the Fertilizer Institute has released the 2024 Fertilizer Industry Economic Impact Study, highlighting the importance and economic contributions of the U.S. fertilizer industry on national, state, and local economies. The study also underscores the global nature of fertilizer markets and the importance of open markets and fair competition in providing farmers access to vital nutrients exactly when and where they're needed. And finally this morning, last week, the USDA reversed course on comments that it may let cattle imports from Mexico into the U.S. resume before the year-end holidays. If you remember, it suspended those imports last month due to discovery of the New World screwworm south of the border. Now, the agency says it's approved a second round of emergency funding to block the flesh-eating livestock pest from getting into the United States. For the Western Egg Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, I just got to say something about the report that I just heard there. Great reporting, as always, from our friend Russell Nimitz and his crew at the Western Egg Network. But, you know, just one thing for Walt Schweitzer here. Walt Schweitzer, who is a Democrat, who is running, who happens to be running the Montana Farmers Union. When are they going to stand up and do something for our farmers? The Republicans are the ones that actually are fighting for a farm bill. And yet, look at what the Democrats are pushing. It's the Democrats that are pushing for a pay raise for themselves in Congress. I've got the Dick Durbin audio I can play for. It's the Democrats who are giving your money to illegal aliens. It's the Democrats who are When are you going to call out the Democrats, Walt Schweitzer? Or are you just using your position as the head of the Montana Farmers Union to try to push the Democrat Party agenda? If you actually care about the farmers and you actually care about a farm bill and you actually care about the stuff that you talk about, when are you going to call out the Democrats instead of providing cover fire for the Democrats? All right. Anyway, well, let's jump back into it here. Hey, this is kind of cool. So I was talking about the Five for Fighting guy. And now I've got the Daily Wire story in front of me here. So we're talking about pretty little Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada. He tried to fight back. He tried to fight back, and he called himself a proud feminist as he attacked Americans for not voting for Kamala Harris. Well, this is totally related here. Five for Fighting lead singer drops hilarious new song about Justin Trudeau. Playing hockey should be a requirement for any prime minister, whether he's related to Castro or not. The Five for Fighting lead singer is John Ondrasik. Did I pronounce his last name right here? John Ondrasik. He dropped a hilarious new hockey song about Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and it's freaking hilarious. The 59-year-old singer captioned his post on Monday on X by saying, quote, "My musical submission to the Canadian House of Commons, deliberating the fate of Justin Trudeau." It included a clip of his song with lyrics suggesting that the country would be better served if it picked a leader that had at least played ice hockey, which is the official national winter sport of Canada. You know, that reminds me, David Noble brought up a great point when he was on the show with us throughout the 2024 election. You know, but does John Tester ever do Montana things? I mean, aside from the photo op on the farm, you know, where he comes back and oh, look at me, I'm a farmer for 2 days out of the harvest season, practically, right? Does the photo op so he can talk. David Noble asked a really good question. Does John Tester ever go fishing? Does he ever go hunting? Does he ever even go for a hike out on our so-called public lands? And yet he wants to lecture us about public lands all the time. When does he ever do Montana things? And so what this Five for Fighting lead singer is saying here is Justin Trudeau doesn't even do Canadian stuff. Yet this MIDI Fidel Castro is the one lecturing the... Minutes ago, I first started mentioning how there's this funny song about Justin Trudeau up in Canada by the lead singer for the band Five for Fighting. And I got a note from one of our listeners here. I got a note from Darcy in Red Lodge. Apparently, he was in Billings, Montana. Apparently, he spoke at a Billings Chamber of Commerce event a few years ago, so that's pretty cool. Charlie Loveridge in the house. He's listening this morning. He says, John Ondrasik is my son Sam's all-time favorite and got to meet him. Calls him a great patriot. Very cool. I don't know if he's talking about John Ondrasik or his son, or maybe both, because Sam is a great patriot as well. But here you go. This is this hilarious song about Justin Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau wants you to know that he never played hockey. Justin Trudeau got to go. Stand player, he never played hockey. Totalitarian parliamentarians, they have no mind to skate. Their only love, their hate. They'll freeze your bank account, the mountain. Justin Trudeau is rather slow. It's too bad he never played hockey
like the great one.
This potato has got to go and get someone who played hockey.
Oh man, freaking hysterical. Can't you just picture with that piano, the acoustic? I mean, this is like MTV Unplugged back in the day. Can't you just picture Chris Farley in his lunch lady uniform, holding that broom, doing his ballerina dance all over the studio as John Andrasik plays the Justin Trudeau Never Played Hockey song. Man, freaking hysterical. The other thing, ding, 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 when I hear the piano tapping there, can't you just see Justin Trudeau throwing on a pair of skates and trying to get across the ice? Ding, 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 just tap dancing. You know when you have to walk on the front tips of the skates, you know, to get, if you're not a good skater, dee, 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 that's what Justin Trudeau would be doing, tap dancing along to that song. But even more comical when you listen to what the ladies on Fox News on Outnumbered had to say about Trudeau yesterday, the soy boy firing back at America, telling us how he will continue to be a proud feminist. I mean, this is the guy who got a pass for his COVID crackdowns. This is a guy who got a pass for his blackface controversy. This guy has just been an absolute embarrassment. Why is it taking this long for Canada to get rid of him?
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in store or go to Menards.com. for free estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, was it just me or did you guys think that Justin Trudeau song was as hilarious as I did? I don't know. Maybe I'm just ready for Christmas. Maybe I thought it was hilarious. Charlie Lovage agrees. He said he's rolling laughing after that one. Right on, John and Bozeman just sent us a message. Apparently the postal worker strike is over in Canada. That's what Right on John says, but still probably too late to get your Christmas gifts mailed to Canada if you go through the postal service in Canada. But anyway, Right on John said this. He says, my family and friends in Canada laughed when I said we called Justin Trudeau the high heels pretty boy Justin Trudeau. Apparently that's what Right on John calls him. We call him the pretty little prime minister. They call him a blanking dictator in Canada. But even then, most of them don't realize that Trudeau has taken over all messages online and all the media in a dictator socialist way. That was the message from Right on John in Bozeman. Let's jump right into it. We got Jonathan Savage joining us from London with Fox News Radio. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau facing calls to resign as political unrest mounts north of the border. How did we get to this point, and what could happen next? And then I would add one more question, which is why did it take so long for Canadians to finally try to kick Trudeau to the curb? What do you think, Jonathan Savage? Is it finally about to happen? What else is going on in Canada?
Well, if Justin Trudeau doesn't resign, as he's under pressure to do so, there is a fair chance that his party will be trounced in the next election, which has to be held before the end of October. His personal approval rating is about minus 40. His Liberal Party, 21 points behind the Conservatives, there or thereabouts, according to opinion polls. The golden boy of Canadian politics now starting to look a lot like yesterday's man, as concerns over housing, immigration, and the economy mount up.
You know, I remember being in Canada, in British Columbia. I was at a family member's college graduation. And, you know, in Canada, they really like to not, they don't want to look like they're just
you know, the playing second fiddle to the United States of America. And so they really like to celebrate their independence. How much of an effect is Donald Trump openly mocking Justin Trudeau having on actually undermining Justin Trudeau? I mean, I know a lot of Canadians don't like when there's this concept of referring to Canada as just another state of America. For example, he's been mocking Trudeau as governor of the 51st state, which is Canada. But that really gets under the skin of some Canadians and might be fueling the opposition.
It might be, but Canadians might also see these things as digs at Canada, not just digs at Justin Trudeau, especially within the context of President-elect Trump saying, threatening a blanket 25% tariff on Canadian goods, something which would have a really, really awful effect on the Canadian economy. What Justin Trudeau has tried to say is, look, this could affect the American economy pretty badly as well. But so far, his attempts to get President-elect Trump to change his mind or soften his language on this have fallen on deaf ears. And perhaps one of the things that Canadians are looking for is a different political approach in the hope that Donald Trump will change his mind.
I don't know if you heard this song yet. Speaking of political approach, it sounds like they're just looking for somebody who's a little tougher. And because even Pierre, I'm not sure how you pronounce his last name, but the conservative candidate who's rising up, I mean, he's even pushed back at President Trump, but he's also kind of used this to make the point that Trudeau isn't tough enough to lead Canada. And I don't know if you're familiar with the band Five for Fighting, but they just produced this song. The lead singer produced this song mocking Justin Trudeau and basically saying, we need a leader who has played hockey. We need somebody who knows how to play a little hardball.
Pierre Poilievre, I think, is the person you are referring to there, the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada. He's been on the job for 2 years, and he hopes and expects to be the next Prime Minister of Canada. Justin Trudeau, his image has certainly been that of a young, energetic individual, but also one who is, I suppose, some people would refer to him as Nepo Baby. That's one of the in phrases at the moment, because his father, his own father, was Prime Minister as well. He grew up in the political culture, and perhaps Canadians will look for someone who does not have a sort of political background. Maybe perhaps a wave of populism is what's going to sweep Justin Trudeau from office. That's something we've seen all over the world. People are, you know, just as likely in Canada to look for someone who says, I've got a simple solution to all your problems, as we are elsewhere in the world. I don't know if you know this, but in 2024, more people voted in elections around the world than any other year in human history. And a lot of them voted to get rid of incumbents. Justin Trudeau is at risk of being swept up in that wave, too.
That's right. Yeah, Germany just saw a big change towards the right as well here recently, if I remember correctly. One of the things that a lot of us here in the United States don't understand too well is the parliamentary system, because of, you know, the structure of our government here. And so Canada has basically more of a parliamentary style system. And so for our listeners that are thinking, what's the holdup? What's taking so long? When's the election to get rid of Justin Trudeau? It's more based on a unity government. And so I guess give us your insight, especially from, you know, joining us from London. You're more familiar with this type of a system.
Yeah, it's very similar to the system we have here in the United Kingdom, whereby the country is broken up into seats, and the party that wins the most seats at an election gets to form the government, and their leader becomes the Prime Minister and the head of the government. The head of state of Canada, as it is in the UK, is King Charles, but the head of the government, Justin Trudeau. At the moment, Justin Trudeau doesn't have a full majority. He has allied with other parties, such as the New Democratic Party, in order to maintain power. If there is a vote of no confidence, if the New Democrats turn against him, he could be forced to call an election or resign much sooner than when an election is due to be called. He can call an election at any point he chooses before the end of October.
Well, Jonathan Savage, great to get your first-hand take. As always, thanks so much for calling in. I imagine you got to run, but if you got another second, I'd love to get your take on any other interesting news development that you're seeing worldwide.
Well, right now, Vladimir Putin is in the news. Every year, he holds a news conference. It lasts hours. He sits in front of the TV cameras on a studio. In fact, if I'm just going to put it up on my screen just now to check that it's still happening, it's been happening for hours and hours and hours, and yes, there he is. In fact, he may just have finished as he's walking away. Vladimir Putin, he answers questions. It's very stage-managed, and he gives him a chance to give us the state of the world as Vladimir Putin sees it. He's been boasting about how the war in Ukraine has strengthened Russia. He has denied that the fall of his ally Bashar Assad in Syria has hurt him. He doesn't get a lot of tough questions at this. He's been defending Russia's economy despite its high inflation and low growth. Vladimir Putin, he's a man who doesn't have to worry too much about the results of elections. And he looks very much like someone who's settled in his position as president of Russia for the year to come.
Yeah, very interesting. He's trying to put a good face on what was clearly an embarrassment for Russia and Iran with the toppling of the government in Syria. All right, Jonathan Savage, great to get your insight as always. Thanks so much for your time this morning and for your continued reporting on Fox News Radio. Yeah, lots to talk about this morning here on this show. I thought that Syria, yeah, I'm glad he was able to join us for another minute or so there to kind of talk about some of the other stuff in the international news, because that Syria analogy, I think, is so interesting when you look at Justin Trudeau in Canada. You know, Justin Trudeau's father was prime minister before him, and now you've seen what Justin Trudeau has done in Canada. And then you look at Syria. I mean, for 50 years, you had Assad and his father before him as dictators in Syria. So that regime, the Assad regime, toppled, and maybe the Trudeau regime will finally get toppled here as well. The other reason why it's so fun to, you know, play this song, you know, about Justin Trudeau and to hear all this stuff about, you know, Justin Trudeau is because, remember, from a very, not only do we have a lot of Canadians that either live in Montana or have family in Montana, or, you know, we've got, you know, listeners in Saskatchewan that listen on some of our Northeast Montana radio stations. We've got a lot of listeners from Alberta that, you know, spend a lot of time in the Flathead Valley going back and forth. And so it's interesting from that standpoint. But remember recently we had Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson join us on this show. And remember that the Canadian government, you know, when John Andrasik with Five for Fighting mocks how they use the Mounties to go after Canadians under this Trudeau dictatorship, remember, that's who Trudeau is trying to use to spy on Montana gun shows. Remember, Attorney General Austin Knutson said he got a request from the Canadian government. They wanted to come into Bozeman and to Kalispell to spy on Montana gun shows. And Austin Knutson told them to stay the heck out of Montana. And so, I don't know if Austin Knutson played hockey or not, but we got a real tough leader who wears cowboy boots and not high heels like Trudeau.
Oh, here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The magnitude of problems that he is inheriting are massive. It's sort of like you have a boat taken on water, you got to plug up the hole. Well, we got to stop the illegal immigrants, unvetted, from coming into this country. We got to get that wall up fast. And we've got over 12.5 million, if you look at the illegals that were here before, people that didn't respect our laws, borders, sovereignty, including known terrorists, including cartel members, gang members, murderers, rapists, other violent criminals that have been, you know, wreaking havoc all across the country. We've got to find them. We've got to remove them. I mean, how do we find the terrorists that we know are in the country? What do you think they're doing? We know what they're doing. They're plotting, they're planning, they're scheming. That is a monumental task.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
So the FBI, they call it house stealing. I've been telling you about this for over a year. It is a huge problem. If you own a home, if you own any real estate, it is crucial you protect your property and your equity from these criminals. Now, I've arranged for you, my listeners, to have 50% off Home Title Lock's triple lock protection. Now, you will immediately be protected. You get 50% off when you use the promo code Hannity. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Hannity. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies across the area today, high temperatures will range from the lower to middle 40s. For tonight, we can expect clear to partly cloudy skies, headed back in the mid-20s. Then on Friday, with partly sunny conditions, high temperatures boost up in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still staying quiet Friday night with low temperatures around 30. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Do you get food delivered to your house here in Montana through popular food delivery services like Uber Eats or DoorDash? Watch out. This, according to a former FBI Hispanic gang expert who lives in Bozeman, Montana. He says this is a tactic sometimes used by the violent Venezuelan prison gang known as Tren de Aragua. That full story, the audio as well of our conversation.
Care.com or download the free app today.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, we got a lot to get to here this morning. I think coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, let's focus in on the budget battle back in Washington. President Trump, not only did he weigh in on this CR, this last-minute CR, this cramnibus, as many have been referring to it, not only did he weigh in, he is sitting on the chest of the CR. That's what we, when we talk about weighing in, meaning he is sitting on the chest of this thing and is effectively killing this thing. Great content all around. Stephen Miller weighs in, on why this CR is so unacceptable. And then Newt Gingrich talks about, look, they could have a clean CR instead, just to bide the time until Trump and the Republicans take over the Senate. And I think Gingrich is spot on. So we'll get to all that coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. All right, we got a few minutes left here in this 6 o'clock hour of the show. You guys have probably heard we've got a new producer here at Montana Talks. Our good friend Travis Lee went back to the family ranch in Forsyth. And which is great for him, man. If I had a family ranch, I would be back at the family ranch too. But Caden Bjornstad is doing a great job as our producer here on the show. And he just wrote a story that I've got on our Montana Talks website. Montana State stands within the Dakota gauntlet. So here we go, heading into the semifinal weekend in Bozeman. Kate, we're gonna test his microphone live over the air here, because we tried to do this before when Michael Foth filled in, and for some reason that the mic in his studio wasn't working. But Kate, give it a shot here. All right, tell us what's happening with the Bobcats this weekend. I'm not hearing you. So okay, try around with another couple of buttons. I wonder if you got to make your board hot.
I wonder if.
Hey,
can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you now. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. We got about 2.5 minutes here before the next break here. So give us your roll up, your preview of the Montana State South Dakota game this weekend.
Yeah. So Montana State comes into the game with Touchdown Tommy, as he's called. He's on fire. He's against Idaho. He ran him and their running back Aaron. Let me try and find it in my notes here. But they each ran for 130 plus yards last week against Idaho, and their decisive victory. I mean, they come into the game. They're the number one offense in the nation. Coming into the postseason, they were like 400 yards over the second best offense in the FCS. So they're coming into the game super hot. South Dakota, they had a close one against UC Davis last week. So from what I've seen, I expect Montana State to be advancing. But, you know, you never know with football, especially Montana State hasn't won in quite a while now. So, you know, there's always that choke potential of choking in the final moments.
Now, you've been doing some play-by-play for some high school sports here, right? Tell us a little bit about some of the play-by-play action that you've done over the past few years. Because you're, what, only 24 years old?
Yeah, 24. I followed the Roberts girls the last few years when they went to divisionals and state with Taylee. I did a few Laurel games, Laurel football, Laurel basketball, some Columbus, just a little bit all over the place. I was working with the Mountain out of Red Lodge, and they needed some help there. So
yeah,
I've done a few games for them. I'm taking a little bit of a break. You know, we're doing this show. We're up super early in the morning, so I can't always be out, you know, 10, 11 o'clock.
This schedule is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is like two-a-days every day from a football analogy. Man, it is crazy, but it's crazy and fun as well. So, Caden graduated from Shepherd, Montana, high school in 2019, but you got a couple of brothers at Skyview High School right now, huh?
Yeah, the middle brother, Cage, he's down actually playing tennis in Kansas City. He's a freshman this year, but the youngest, Campbell, he's at Skyview right now, played football for him. They're currently in the middle of their basketball season.
Hey, very cool. All right. Well, you're going to get to learn more about Caden in the days and weeks ahead here. And, yeah, he's going to be rolling all the way through the holidays for us. So when you call in and you hear a new voice on the other end of the phone lines answering your phone call, say hello to Caden Bjornstad, who's here, our producer for Montana Talks, doing a great job. So, all right, quick break. We're going to talk about the Cramnibus and more. Cramming things in after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's an old cartoon that comes to mind as we hear proposals to address government efficiency for the incoming Trump administration. It shows Moses coming down from the mountain with a stone tablet, reading off the Ten Commandments. So far, so good, one man in the back says to another. He hasn't mentioned gays yet. This will likely be plenty of big ideas coming out of the new Department of Government Efficiency, and many of us will applaud them. But what will we say when the reforms hit a target we ourselves benefit from? Social Security, farm programs, Amtrak, even public radio. The right-leaning Cato Institute put out a list of recommendations for efficiency, and it's a bit longer than the Ten Commandments. I counted 211 specific actions in the document, and a few were small potatoes. The elimination of agencies, privatizing, giving public land to states. Many were excellent ideas, and you could say the fact that the list is so long underscores just how bad things have become. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.